Welcome to the Savvy Working Mom podcast. This is the place where we share strategies to help you create a life you love. I'm your host, Whitney, a real-life working mom at a Fortune 500, professional speaker, and coach. I'm going to help you get real-life relief with simple systems so you can find more time and have less stress. With intentional and daily action, you can live your best days now and forever. You've probably heard that clarity and self-care are two of the keys for building an awesome life. But in today's busy world, who has the time to figure out exactly what that means for herself? You can learn on your own, but you're learning in a vacuum, and with how much you have going on, it becomes really easy to put your own personal growth on the back burner. Which is where I come in. When you work with me, you'll get support from someone who really understands the challenges of being a working mom. I want to give you a special invite to request a free strategy call with me by visiting thesavvyworkingmom.com/free call. Again, that URL is thesavvyworkingmom.com/free call. I look forward to talking to you soon. Hey, Mama, could you use a little bit more joy in your life? I know I could. I mean, the more joy, the better, right? It's one of those things you can never have too much of. I do remember, though, a time in my life where I wasn't as joyful as I wanted to be. And I certainly wasn't as joyful as I thought I should be, considering I had just about everything. I had recently been promoted. I was pregnant with my second son. I was in an amazing relationship. And still, I wasn't full of joy. It's weird, right? I think, you know, at that time, I just felt stuck. And in feeling stuck, it was hard to actually find joy. And so I ended up teaching myself this very simple but powerful two-step process that changed everything for me, that has really allowed me to find joy in every day. And I want to share it with you. And it's honestly probably not what you think, especially the first part. The first part is probably something you're going to be like, hold up now, wait a second. That's not how you're supposed to think. But you know what? Who cares? If it brings me joy, then who cares? So the first part is that I had to get clear on what I wanted and what would bring me joy. But when I felt stuck like that, it was hard to actually come up with these ideas, right? It was hard to think about what would bring me joy. And this is the thing that I started doing that, again, might seem a little bit weird, but honestly, just give it a try and I think you're going to like it. What happened was one day I saw someone walking down the street. I saw another woman walking down the street and I looked at her and I felt kind of jealous. She was pushing this very expensive baby carriage and, you know, she looked super fit and just generally happy. And I had a little twinge of jealousy. But what I realized from that twinge of jealousy was, oh, she has some things that I want. She has some things that if I had them might bring me more joy. And I really started thinking about what those things could be. And I realized it was the fact that she seemed happy. It was also that she was in shape. And I saw her with a ton of energy. And I'm not going to lie, her fancy baby carriage was pretty interesting. I mean, look, we got a Zen Yo-Yo, so it's not a cheap baby carriage. I actually really like that one. But, you know, she had that like supermodel, it was like rose gold and chrome and all the beautiful colors. And I was like, that's pretty awesome. And so I saw her and had a little bit of jealousy, and that jealousy actually helped me to spark joy. It helped me to realize what were some things that she had that I wanted. And so then I started thinking, oh, what else drives jealousy in me? Like, what else is going on that when I think about it, when I see someone, when I hear someone has this thing, has done this thing, got this thing, earned this thing, whatever, I get a little bit jealous. And I use that to help me get clarity on what I really wanted and what might spark joy in my life. That's step one. That is not the whole thing. So in and of itself, it's not going to create the joy, but it does help you to get clear. You can leverage your jealousy to get clarity on those things that you want. If you're feeling stuck, this is a really great way to do it. And, you know, when I was feeling stuck, another thing that I realized I was really kind of jealous of was one of my friends who just seemed to have endless amounts of time. She's like, let's hang out on the weekend. Let's hang out after work. Let's just hang out, hang. And I'm like, I got a career, two babies, a husband, a dog. Like, I ain't got time to hang. And I would be jealous of the fact that she did. And so that helped me realize, you know what? I need more space, right? I probably need more space and more time in my life for me to have joy. So jealousy can really help you to get clear on what it is that you want. So step one, if you're having trouble getting clear on what might bring you joy, take a moment and think about what are the things that spark jealousy in you and use that to spark joy. The second thing, and this is clutch, this is the key, and this is how it actually works, because just sitting with the idea of things you're jealous about could put you in a negative place unless you do this. This, the second part, is to take action on what's going to get you closer to those things. Now, I know you might be thinking, but I don't have the time or the money. Well, mama, that's why I said get closer. I'm not saying that's going to take you there fully, but I'm saying do the things that get you closer to it. And when you have that magic combination of clarity on what you want, clarity on what's going to bring you joy, and you combine it with taking action, guess what? Instant joy. You are on your way there. You will immediately feel better. And so let me tell you what I mean when I say get closer, because yeah, you know, at that time I didn't have a lot of time or money. Still am, you know, struggling a little bit with the time and the money because I've got two kids and a husband and a dog and a career, and I've got the Savvy Working Mom podcast. I've got a lot going on. But here's the thing. Here's what you can do to get closer to whatever ideal you have. Look around in your life and see what actually makes sense for you. So for example, say something that sparks a little bit of joy, jealousy in you is seeing a new car. Maybe you want a new car. You want a fancy new car. Well, if you can't afford a fancy new car right now, let me ask you something. Is the car you're driving in this moment, is it clean? Or is it full of snacks and leftovers and empty cans of LaCroix? And not that you're in my car right now, but, you know, is your car clean? And if it's not, clean your car. Get it washed. Get it detailed. That is one step closer to feeling like you have a new car. Say you want a new house, right? Something that really sparks jealousy in you is to have a new home. Well, is your current house clean? If your current house is clean, can you maybe move around the furniture, right? Rearrange some things so it feels new and different. Hang some art on the wall. If you've got art on the wall, move it from one room to the other. It's going to make the house feel a little bit newer, and that's going to get you closer to that thing that you want. Say what you want is a new body, right? You don't feel great in the skin that you're in, so to speak. Well, what can you do to get one step closer to that brand new body that you are thinking about, right? I would say maybe it's ordering a salad or eating something healthy. Maybe it's taking a walk. Maybe it's stretching, right? Think about the things that you can do in this moment to get closer to where you want to be and take action. If you look around and jealousy sparked in you because you see people have really strong and amazing relationships with their partner, with their family, with their kids, then is that something that you can do today? What can you do today to get closer to that? Can you put down your phone and be present with them? Can you think about a question, you know, kind of like a deeper question, not just, hey, how's it going? Or how was your day? But like, hey, what are your hopes? What are your dreams? What do you really want to be doing a year from now, right? Are there things that you can ask your partner, your kids, or your family, or your friends, right? And then really listen to their response so that you feel closer to them. The key to having more joy today is to get clear on what brings you joy and then take action on getting it. Just take action to get you closer. And in getting closer, I can guarantee you are going to feel better. So take a moment and think about one thing that causes you a little bit of jealousy, one thing that really would spark some joy if you had it. And then I want you to write down something you're going to do today, in this very day, to get a little bit closer to it. That's all we've got for this episode of the Savvy Working Mom podcast. One thing that would really help both us and other potential listeners is for you to rate this show and leave a comment on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Also, make sure to link up with us at thesavvyworkingmom.com/blog and on Instagram at thesavvyworkingmom. And please just share this podcast with any other mama who you think might enjoy it. Until next time, remember, with intentional and daily action, you can live your best days now and forever.